Croeso and welcome to the Patreon. We still haven't figured out a way of introducing this.
Good enough, mate. Croeso, that's yeah. Welsh. Down.
Yeah, we're here. We're queer. Get used to it.
Yeah, fair enough. Done.
Yeah, we're in, baby. Oh, no, I went back to the baby straight away.
Yeah, welcome to Patreon, baby.
How are you, mate? You all right?
I'm all right, mate. Keeping all right. Keeping out of trouble. How about you?
Can we tell everyone that you're a goth? Jack's gone mad into goth recently.
I haven't gone mad into goth stuff. I've always appreciated. I've always appreciated heavy metal. Okay. And on Sunday, I went to go see Bullet for My Valentine and Trivium, the goth Poison Fest. Ascendancy tour. And Frank's
name of them.
Yeah, and Frank's keeps very, very humorously saying, "I was Goth Fest. I was Goth Fest 2025. I was Goth Fest then."
He all said, the small things.
Even he actually even I know I was saying, even though I was emo, that's fine. And then you also text me when you say, "How was Goth Fest?" You go, "Did you notice I called it Goth Fest?" And how funny it is.
It is quite funny.
But it was good. It was quite good. It was they were playing for the non-metal heads, Bullet for My Valentine and Trivium. They were playing their first albums, Poison and Ascendancy, hence the Poison Ascendancy tour. And it was the sort of metal albums of my teenage years. So it was very good. Nostalgia. Very good.
I thought Bullet for My Valentine, for a second I thought that was My Chemical Romance, but they're a different band, aren't they?
Yeah, are they the same syllables? Bullet for my Valentine, My Chemical Romance. Oh, no.
Yeah, it is.
One off. No, it's one off, is it? Oh, well. I'm not offending English.
Crawling in my skin!
Linkin Park, yeah.
It's all goth music, mate.
It's all fucking goth fest 2025, isn't it?
Goth for me.
Fucking, it's all goth for me, baby.
No, it was good fun. I love that
It was
song.
Good as well. Because all those songs were very much from my teenage years, right? When I was in much better physical shape. Oh. I looked around and there was so many sweaty messes around right there. I was like, you know what? I'm actually not that disgusted with myself. I've aged fairly gracefully compared to some of these guys. I don't know what they look like. I don't know what they look like back in the day, but my fellow Gothians, yeah. The Goths were like an army as well, weren't they? They were like a people.
Yeah, they were. And bless them, they're not so much bloody. They were just nice lads and ladies. But
they're the same as they are today. Mascara and their eyes. And all
but it is bad. They were like, they used to get so much abuse and hatred from people, didn't they? Like, if you were like,
modern Goths. Sorry, I thought you were still talking about the historic Goths.
Oh, I thought you were just saying they were like a people, because Goths like go and try. It's like the Goths
they were almost human, weren't they? I was on about they were an actual tribe of people back in the day.
Yeah. Who did you should go around with like one big fringe? Oh, this sucks, dude.
They should just go, tonight will be the night that I will cry for you.
Forever and on. Especially growing up like around Barry, like being the goth took fucking balls, because you would just get like absolutely pelted, wouldn't you? It's like you make yourself stand out
I remember I had a little goth phase, mosher phase, as you'd call it a mosher back in the day. You wouldn't call it a goth back then, a mosher. And I had a little chain from my belt loop to my wallet. Guess what happened when I went out to Cardiff with that? Got mugged. Classic.
You're giving them a direct line to where your wallet is.
But also, I did. The one out of two of the people who mugged me did go to prison because he couldn't be faffing with my chain. And after he'd manhandled my wallet, guess what? You got your fucking digiprints all over that, mate. You idiot.
Did they actually get to prison? Idiot.
One of them did, yeah. Couldn't get the other one because he didn't touch my wallet. But they were saying that if it wasn't for the chain, he'd probably just nip my wallet as well. Yeah. Great, take the evidence with you. Yeah. Great idea. But it was like he was fiddling with my fucking chain, couldn't bother with it, throw it back on my lap. my fucking disheartened lap. And then, yeah, guess what, mate? Took you to fucking Slammer, didn't I? In the Slammer leg MC Hammer.
Did you have to go to court for it?
I had to go to prison, yeah. Prison.
No, I had to go to prison myself.
I got prison, mate. I went in undercover, mate. Fucking took him out root and stem. No. I went to the police station and yeah. I was too young to be in court. They had to do a little video thing of me.
Oh, so you're a little rat. You're a little grass.
I was a rat.
Two honest rats trying to make a living and you fucking grass.
Ronnie the rat, yeah. Fucking put one of them behind bars.
That's a bit extreme. Well, they did take £3 off you. Although you didn't have enough money.
No, that's true. They did only take £3 off me, but it's the principle. And also, don't mess with the fucking warrior, otherwise you'll go down.
Well, I'll rat right? on you.
I will tell teacher upon you.
You're an absolute
run to the nearest pig station and fucking grass you up.
Yeah. I can't believe I'm doing a podcast with a grass. Oh, a fighting grass. We got ourselves a fighting grass in here, mate.
It's like the end of Departed, where they're like, who's the fucking rat?
That rat comes past with your face CGI'd onto it. Yeah. Can we make that the album out for this episode?
Oh, if I have the effort, mate, maybe.
Which you won't, because you're a little rat grass.
I won't. I'm a rat. He's a rat. Okay, you'll be in prison by the time this episode comes out.
Yeah, mate, I'll do it. I just hear the Rozzers at my door now. Oh, no, I've been ratted.
Knock, knock, knock. Yeah. Oh, but yeah, oh, my cheeks are hurting, mate. This has already been a good laugh. My cheeks are fucking strained.
It's nice to be back on the pod, not by the constraints.
It's good to be back, baby. You know, it's good to be back, but also we were back last week or whenever it was the week before, but I was in North Wales in at a shithole hotel.
Yeah, you were grouch.
So
you?
I was a bit of a grouch. Yeah. I still need to put up on the Patreon the picture of my fucking Thumbelina's fucking work desk because it's ridiculous.
I bet you grassed on them to booking.com, didn't you?
Oh, yeah, on my way out. Oh, it was great. Yeah, amazing.
Yeah, it was great. One star grassed on you, mate.
Yeah, see you later. Yeah. I'm doing another fucking video evidence. Well, yeah,
so what? They played that in court? I honestly, I generally think now, if someone mugged you in town, the police wouldn't even look at it. That's how, like, understaffed or how much they can't be asked with things like that. Because, you know, we always do these things, like, it's over. During the elections, the Conservatives like we will make sure we visit burglary, we'll make sure the police visit.
We'll make sure we at least look like we're giving a shit.
Because it was something like the majority of call outs for burglaries didn't even get a police officer go round to visit.
Fucking hell, I love that. I've been robbed. Yeah, we'll be there later. Nothing. Just no one turned it up.
45,000 burglaries go unattended. So police, Surrey police, this is across the board, across like loads of different places, 49% don't visit, 49% visit burglaries. So 51% of burglaries go unattended by police in Britain.
That's insane. Couldn't even get it over the 50% mark.
No.
Like, and not even
in their manifesto, like, we will investigate more than 50% of crimes.
We will really try, okay? I promise. Yeah, I think mental. You're missing, though, mate. What you're thinking is, you seem to be missing is that I was a young, white, straight male boy.
Yeah,
okay?
So they cared.
I had South Wales Police's utmost resources at my disposal.
Yeah, one of the most corrupt police councils in like, notoriously have been done for framing like black people.
They went, look, there's about a 20% chance we'll get any fingerprints off this, and it'll cost the taxpayer £20 million.
But for you,
Mr. Newbie, we'll do it. Master Newbie.
Yeah. Well, you're a little grass, you fucking A-cab. That's why I stand with everyone else who's been harshly treated.
How ironic that they helped me out back then, and now, bloody, I wouldn't say I'm anti-police in 100%, but I am very sceptical of them.
Yeah, I think that's the thing, because like being anti-police would be mad, but I'm anti the police we kind of have in the terms of like how they treat protests and like just you always, especially like in South Wales, you always get like stories of them just being out and out racist. It's like, oh, great.
Yeah, it's literally that. Yeah, there's no other way to put it, really. Yeah. And also, you know, as part of it, I had to have my DNA taken so they I'm on the blue record. I couldn't be a crim now, even if I wanted to.
Yeah.
Fuming.
Instead, you're just a quim.
Oh, very good.
Got his ass.
Instead, you're just a quim. What is quim?
I think it's a vagina. If I'm being brutally
honest.
What's
in a quim? What is in a name? What is in a quim?
Would a quim be a quim by any other, name?
Let them eat quim.
Oh, we are.
Well, Jesus.
I know you're drinking, baby. But I feel we are so back. I feel like I've been drinking. We've just come off a record where we did an hour-long interview. I've
definitely been drinking. So.
So strap in.
I'm on 4 pints of Four pints of Bud Light, 2 cans of Coors, and on my first dark caramel and Cornish sea salt spice rum.
I don't know if I agree with that.
Having a great time.
I don't know if I agree with that, how fancy that
is. You know what? It goes down quite nice.
You know what, mate? It's all right. You're all right,
you know
actually,
what? You know, mate, I used to have my thoughts about it as well, but here we are.
So what is it? Salted caramel and charcoal?
It's dark caramel and Cornish sea salt.
Does it taste salty of the sea?
No, it just tastes more it tastes more like it's kind of like just normal rum but with like a bit of toffee, it tastes like toffee.
Yeah,
toffee. So it's a bit sickly.
I don't know about that one bit, if I'm honest.
Don't you dare try to stop me, Frank. Don't you dare try to stop me.
I have got, so tonight, tomorrow, there's 3 more nights until the big Friday.
I bet you're fucking like, I bet your legs bouncing in it, like doing that little fucking thing when people are anxious.
I also, whenever I drink like sugary drinks or even like fake sugar, I get like a massive smile on. And I've drunk so much Diet Coke recently that
fucking a gurner.
I get it. I get it really bad.
Sugar
from
smile.
I get it, but it's like sweetener. So when I get like sweetener, my cheeks get really like pinned back and smiley. And because I've been having so much Diet Coke recently, I just look like an absolute maniac. It's actually hurting my jaw.
Fucking Joker. Yeah.
I do. Why so surreal?
Joke within a joke within a fucking mad reference.
I was always thinking how could you make Syria before it all went a bit, you know, before the Civil War. I thought you could say, why so Syria? And it would be a quiz show about Syria.
How could you make that into a funny joke?
Well, I thought you could make, it could be a quiz show called Why So Syria? And you had to, it would be facts about Syria, but then there was a really sad
Civil War. You thought
there
was going to be a quiz show.
I thought I could engineer, would I lie to you, is God now?
Would I replace it with Why So Syria?
Yeah. But then there was just nothing but tragedy coming from there, so I thought I'd best leave it.
Yeah, pocket that one for later.
Yeah, well, now it's been liberated, I could go over there and be like, hey lads, to catch up to speed, there was a really good Batman film.
Yeah, you've almost missed the boat, but you're just about on time to make this work. Yeah.
All right, actually, watch The Penguin, because that's a bit of what like that.
Yeah, watch your tape, I'll come out when you watch all the episodes of that. That's great.
I was thinking we should do an episode of recommendations soon, because I recommended a few things before, and you've recommended some stuff that we've had people reach out. So like Mr. In Between, someone messaged the other day about that, enjoying. So we could maybe do a recommendations episode as well, because I've watched some things recently.
I watched Nosferatu yesterday.
Oh, yeah. How was it?
Finally. Really good. I loved it. I can totally imagine people either loving it or hating it, though.
Oh, really?
Like, I loved it, but I can totally see some people going, like, it was a fucking boring film. It was so fucking boring.
You are a boring bitch.
You are a boring bitch, Nosferatu. You are a boring bitch. But I thought it was, like, it was stunning in terms of how it looked. The sound design was fucking amazing. Acting was off the charts.
Oh.
It was off the charts. I fucking just blew my beans just thinking about it. No, it was really, really good. It wasn't as good as... I prefer the Northman. I love the Northman.
Yeah,
but it was only half a... The Northman. Yeah. It's half a star less than that I gave it, only because... I won't spoil it, but I'll tell you another time.
All right.
But well, it's well worth watching.
Star. We're on Letterboxd, which is like a... it's kind of like... how do you describe it, like, succinctly? It's like...
It's like a film login thing. So you watch a film, you log it, you can rate it like out of stars, 5 stars, or you can leave reviews as well. We don't leave reviews, but you can follow your friends on there
and you can create, like, it's a really good way of knowing what you've seen for the year.
Yeah. You have, like, a diary. And also seeing what your mates are watching. And like, if you see, like, for example, if I see Frank's has watched something and it's like a 5-star, I'm like, right, well, I'll watch that because me and him are very similar tastes.
Yeah. And I've had a big Jan, so like it's fun to look back at just, and it also does like a Spotify rap thing for you at the end of the year, but it's quite fun to just scroll back and see what you've been watching. We'll put our handles on a thread on Patreon, so you follow us and we'll follow you guys back so we can see what everyone's watching.
Love that.
I watched Shot Caller the other night with Jamie Lannister as a neo-Nazi. Oh,
is that when he's in prison?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't think I've seen that, but I've seen it pop up, sort of thing. Was it any good?
I gave it a 3.5. I thought it was quite fun. I thought it was
Better than average. I'll take that. Yeah, better than 50%.
And then I watched The Ratcatcher with Wes Anderson. It's a sort of short film by Wes Anderson that follows like a retelling of a Roald Dahl story. But even though I used to love Wes Anderson, it was just too fucking twee. It had like...
You know what I watched that was of that same series? It was like Snake Bite or something. It was called Poison.
Poison.
Yeah. Same thing. I thought it was good, but it was like... too fucking like...
Yeah.
Yeah, twee is the best word for it. I was trying to think of something else to describe, but that is... It's too much. There's old Wes Anderson stuff like Fantastic Mr. Fox is fantastic. It is very fantastic. But, yeah, I know what you mean. Is those sort of more modern ones, they're a little bit, come on, you're leaning too much into like that.
Ralph Fiennes, however you say, he's really good in it. But it's like Richard Iwan. It's just like, especially when that trend happened on social media where everyone's making their own Wes Anderson things where they just like, have you seen that trend? They were quite fun where... People would do like go into a shop to get a sandwich, but make it Wes Anderson.
Getting a sandwich, but Wes Anderson type thing.
And then you realize how fucking easy or how he's created a trope that's so obvious.
It actually wasn't like this really innovative artistic style that anyone can fucking mimic it. Yeah.
It's just got like an Insta filter on every scene. But yeah, I think I'd recommend a Shot Caller. I wouldn't recommend The Rat Catcher. One thing I'd massively recommend, like wholeheartedly, is a thing called Last Stop Larimer, called Murder Down Under. And it's a two-parter on Netflix, and it's in the vein of like a... you remember the podcast I've got you onto before, Jack? Finding Drago.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, Australians just have this fucking amazing humour that, like... No one takes anything seriously over there. And it's an old Northern Territory town that used to be used for supplying... It was really popular back when the wars were happening, like the Second World War and wars Australia were involved in, because it was a place where the army would go before heading off to Japan. But for the last 60 years, it's been in decline. So from like 3,000 people down to just 11 people. And it's like in proper outback, like nothing else around there, bar this hotel and like some small houses that are left. And the hotel is like a 24-hour pub. And it's so cool to see how they live. But the town goes from 11 people to 10 people. And this documentary has so much good access footage and you follow it. And I'm not a big fan of like a making a murderer because I often feel they're exploitative. But they're so funny. Like halfway through being interviewed, he's like, oh, hang on, mate, let me get a fucking durry. And he like gets out a cigarette. He's, oh, I'll just grab a can. And then like, he just starts, he goes, sorry about this, mate. And he just starts like, everyone just starts drinking, cheering it and stuff. And it's like, the characters are amazing. And they're like, oh, yeah, mate, she makes a pies with her feet. Yeah, she does, mate. And it's like,
makes pies with her feet.
Yeah, it's like, so it's called Last Stop Larimer. It's only 90 minutes, about 130. It's 2 55-minute episodes. So you do the math. That's a really good one.
You do the math, bro. I was going to say, I know we can't edit this, so we can't edit this out, but we're 20 minutes in now.
Yeah, should we just do should a... We just...
Yeah. This is just a recommendation one, and then we'll do our proper episode next.
Jana Banana, and who are you doing?
I'm doing Matt Roberts.
Your episodes, we've done the notes, we're doing your episodes next, but we've just been a bit carried away.
It's coming, all right? It's a promise, it's coming.
So we can record that straight after this episode, but we're in a bit
of a vibe.
Yeah. Oh, wow, we just said the same word. God, I've missed you.
Oh, mate, well, we're such a vibe.
Anything else?
This is old school now, and I imagine I can totally see maybe an overlap with people who like this pod. With they've probably already seen this film,
Lemon Party.
But very good. People listening, do not Google that. Yeah. It's not good. Not on a work computer, at least. Yeah. It's filth. But no, we watched. Amy had never seen it before. We were just looking for something to like kill the time. We're not really paying too much attention to. We were looking at like a super bad-esque, a 40-year-old virgin-esque type thing. And we put on I Love You Man, which I've seen times. But it's such a good film. And it is genuinely quite funny. And I was saying to Amy, like, this is... I was regurgitating the shit that we've talked about before, you know, where it's like...
they don't make comedies.
They don't make comedies like that anymore because they used to make money off DVD sales and all that, which, you know, doesn't happen as much these days because of streaming. But it is really good. And like Jason Segel in it is brilliant.
Yeah.
And it's a very good film for like showing like that male camaraderie type, like male best buddies type thing, you know, and just how stupid it is. And like how it, like there's one bit in it where the wife goes like, so what do you do for like just hang around for like 8 hours? And that isn't so relatable to me because my wife has said that about me and you several times ago. What do you fucking talk about like for such a god awful like, amount of time? It's like, we find shit. Yeah.
We went away for like 48 hours, me, you, and the wives. And me and you started drinking on the Friday, didn't stop till the Sunday, and just chatted the entire time, cooking, eating, watching films, yapping. And Em and Amy were chatting with us, but they'd go to bed at like 10. And then we'd be just like start, 5. Yeah. Just so
what was it? What was it Emma said about us when at one point, I can't remember what it was now exactly, but it was something who's like going, you guys just talk and talk and talk and talk.
Yeah, I love people, but you just don't stop talking. And Emma's a yapper. She's an absolute yapper. But we are so unparalleled with how much
talk
we can
about yap. Utter rubbish as well. Yeah. That's the thing, isn't it? It's not of any like conversational quality. It's like,
well, I mean, if you're a Patreon rubbish. Member, you'll hear how much we chat.
Well, yeah, case in point, listen to us to this last, 22 minutes. But yeah, it's a very good film. Highly recommended because I haven't seen it in a few years.
Yeah.
I definitely watched it a few times before, but it's brilliant and it's got great cameos. Lou Ferrigno in it. The original Incredible Hulk. It's such a weird thing. And also, I really don't know this because I don't know enough about, Lou Ferrigno. I'm assuming in the Incredible Hulk series back in the day he just used to go rah or whatever, but he's got like a very like kind of camp voice. He's like, listen Peter, you're meant to sell my condo. And it's like a very like, I don't know if they put it on or not, or if it's like if that's his actual voice. Either way, hilarious. It's very good.
Well, this is an odd one. I was going to recommend stand-up because like stand-up isn't great when you watch it on telly, I don't find, because I think the beauty of stand-up is it happens live in the moment and you're all sharing experience together. But I've seen this live and on telly, so I thought I'd recommend it. It's, if you have Sky Comedy, have a whole series of UK stand-up people on, and John Kearns, The Vanishing Days, he's the guy who was on Taskmaster, but his stand-up persona is very different. He has like a silly mask, a wig, and like silly teeth. And I saw it live and I generally think it's one of the best stand-ups I've ever. Like I've seen loads of the, I think I've seen like pretty much every big UK comedian, and I always make a thing to try and see their Edinburgh shows, which when they tour, and John Kearns is one. It was fucking mental.
It's called
John Kearns, The Vanishing Days. He himself is just so funny. You can listen to him on things like Off Menu Podcast. That's one of the best episodes is his one. He's so funny. But his stand-up's on Sky at the moment, and I rewatched it the other day with Em, and we were howling. It's a very specific kind of humour. Like, it is a bit odd, and he is a bit weird.
Yeah.
He plays this odd character, and he screams and shouts, but I gave it 4.5, which is like nearly a perfect piece. Oof, I think it's just so
that's
good.
Almost perfect bit of media. Yeah.
So I'd recommend that. But I'd recommend that if you're into UK comedy and you like, he's like really, really prominent. So if you haven't checked him out, check him out. And the next one is called The Curse, which is Nathan Fielder, who we've mentioned a few times before, who does things like Nathan For You and The Rehearsal, which are two very unique, odd, funny documentaries.
Yeah.
Very hard to explain those two, but The Curse is... directed by one of the Safdie brothers, who did Uncut Gems and Good Times.
They're very good. They're great at like doing. Well, the two films I've seen, was it Good Time and Uncut Gems? Very intense, very intense films, but very good.
And Emma Stone is in it, and it's like Emma Stone and Nathan play like a rich couple who are doing like a reality TV show where they're making a pretty poor, highly prejudiced. I don't know. It's a big Latin community where it's like the houses are really not like looked after or run down, and they trying to make it like a new hip place to be, like bringing in a lot of what's that thing?
Is it a bit like hipster? Exploitative type thing, a community type thing?
But they're making a TV show about it, trying to sell the houses, which are these massive eco houses. And it's like a problematic show, like, you know, like how you'd get a lot of the problematic shows where they're kind of exploitative and not much aftercare.
Yeah.
But something very eerie is happening, and it's really freaky. And it's not a horror, it's not a comedy, but it is funny and a bit scary. And it's very much got the vibe of who's that guy who died recently? They did Twin Peaks. David Lynch.
Oh, David Lynch. Yeah.
You can tell how much he's had an impact on them. So that's a weird one, but genuinely one of the most interesting things to tell you I've seen in a, like.
Yeah, you mentioned that the other day to me. Again, I've got that on the
blue. Really want you to watch it.
Everything's on the list. Everything's on the list.
I think you'll really like it.
I'm trying to think of another one that I've seen recently now. Oh, we watched. It was very good. It is a bit hard hitting, and like you got to be in the mood for it because it's. Well, I tell you what, go in with a happy mood because it'll fucking ruin it afterwards.
Bit awful.
It's called Lockerbie.
Oh yeah. I've seen that.
It's about the Lockerbie bombings. I've already forgotten the date. I think it's like 89 or something. I didn't even know about this, you know.
Did you not?
I genuinely did not know about that. I think I'd heard the word and just not really associated it with anything. But for those it was in a radio. But yeah, for those who don't know, it's the biggest terrorist attack in the in UK history. There was a bomb in a radio, exploded in a plane over Scotland, and the plane came down over this town called Lockerbie. The first episode you see is like the incident itself. And they do a very good job of it, of showing how fucking mental it would be, because there's people just walking around, and then like bits of plane are like fucking smashing into the floor, like smashing cars, smashing people, and then like bodies like fall down and stuff like that. It's really grim, and it's basically about so there's a woman on board who dies. Her father is an Englishman. He's a guy called Jim Swire. And he essentially fights for 25 plus years to like find out the truth of what happened, like who caused it and everything like that. Because it's one of those ones that makes you very angry because you a lot of it's politically motivated and things like that. Like the government covers things up because it's inconvenient to have the truth released at that time and all this sort of stuff. It's very, very good. But it is a bit like makes you frustrated, you know. It's kind of like if you watch the Post Office Scandal one recently, like where I mean that's bad, but that's not as good as like a 200 plus people being killed in a terrorist attack. But you know what I mean? It's like that thing where the government just doesn't do the right thing, and it's like all these politicians just cover their own ass instead of doing the right thing and all that. So it's not one to just sit down and watch chill.
Yeah.
Very opposite to what I just said about I Love You Man. I Love You Man is one end of the spectrum. Lockerbie is right at the other end of it. But it is worth watching. It's very good.
We'll probably cover this on the actual episode, on a main feed. We want to discuss Kneecap. I think I'd like to do that on the main feed at the start of an episode. So we'll save that. But we would recommend people watching that.
100%. That's such a good film.
Yeah, it's a good one, isn't it? Have you watched any... I watched American Primeval, which is like a Native American / frontier Western that's on Netflix. That's 6 episodes long. It starts off really brutal with like a big action scene involving Mormons, Native Americans, and Americans. And then it's a fallout. It's based on true events. And it's really good in parts. Like, it looks stunning. It just looks so... But then the writing kind of falls apart a little bit, and it's a little bit cheesy at times. But I still think it's a good watch. I gave it a 4 overall watching, because it just looks fantastic.
That's still good. That's a, that's a great... Yeah. That's what's that, 8 out of 10? That's pretty good.
Yeah, so I recommend that, and that's an easy one on Netflix to like to find.
But if you guys want to know what we think is good without having to listen to us drone on for half an hour, just follow us on Letterboxd, like we said, and you'll be able to see everything we're watching and everything we rate.
Is there anything you're keen to see in the cinema soon?
What's that one you said? You sent me a horror the other day that looked good. Presence.
Yeah, that looks... That's been given loads of good reviews.
That looked good.
Watch.
You know what? I actually watched a video the other day on YouTube. It was like, what are the most anticipated things from this year?
Should I have a Google?
I can't bloody remember a single one of them, to be quite honest with you.
I'll have a quick Google about upcoming films 2025.
Most anticipated
Snow
movies White? 2025. Not that, no. Not
Jurassic World that. Rebirth?
No, not that either. Final I do want to see a new Superman. Oh, I will 100% watch a new Final Destination.
100% be seeing that.
100% do that. Oh, new Superman, I'll watch that.
28 years later, I can't wait 28
years. Yes. I watched 28 years. That looks class. New Mission Impossible. I loved the last one. I'll watch that. In terms of not an established franchise, Mickey 17. I want to watch that.
What's that about?
So it's about... It's the guy who did Parasite.
His new film.
And it's about a guy who's like, it's set in the far-flung future or whatever. And human beings have like, they're trying to colonize different worlds. And
Robert Pattinson, isn't he? He plays the main
That's place. It, yeah. And he basically plays like a guy who, he signs up for this thing where they chuck him on an alien planet, find out what's wrong with it. So like, he gets like a horrendous disease, dies excruciatingly or whatever.
Yeah.
He dies, then they reprint him, like in some sort of organic printer type thing, and they send him off on another mission, you know, to like discover what's wrong with these planets before, rather than discover that themselves and like slowly try and do it. They know exactly what's wrong with it straight away. So that's good. Nobody 2 as well is coming out. I love Nobody, the first one.
That's Bob Odenkirk, isn't it? As like a John Wick style repressed husband.
Yeah, like an old man John Wick. Do you know this? There's a new Conjuring coming out. I'm just looking now. Conjuring Last Rites.
We mentioned before, and a new Black Phone 2. I love Black Phone 1. I thought it was absolutely amazing.
Black Phone was class. Yeah, that was really good.
Horrors are always consistently good for making money, so they're always guaranteed to quite a lot come out. I'm actually really keen for How to Train Your Dragon, the real life, you know, the...
The live action one.
The live action, because I really liked the...
film. I never got into... I think I watched the first two of the animated ones, and they were fine. Like, I don't have the fanfare like that a lot of people do.
No, for some reason, I do quite like films like that for Sunday. I love my Sundays, and I like a Sunday film, like a Pixar or like a Disney. So I'm a bit more... I don't mind. You go more for the Mission Impossibles, and I go for more for them when... not watching like serious stuff.
Oh, did Wicked Part 2. So did I tell you I watched Wicked Part 1 after all that fucking spam my Instagram feed gave me?
Yeah.
Me and Amy did watch Wicked Part 1. It was all right, right? It was
you don't like musicals, gave it, do you?
No, not a big fan of music at all. I gave it a 2.5 out of 5, right, which I think was quite fair. I wouldn't say generous, I'd say it was fair, because I will say something, the sort of the set design and everything like that was incredible. Like, it was all really made. Like, they made this whole new train. There's this train that turns up and it looks like this fantastical thing, like it's a cool CGI. Yeah. And I read that they actually made the train and everything, and I was like, fuck, that's cool.
Made the train, actually,
they
guys.
Made the train. Can you believe that? They made the blue train. But guess what? My fucking... My brother, Harry, gay brother, of course, who's very theatre kid by nature, he fucking outed me. He posted on his Instagram, because he messaged me one night and went, sorry, because he follows me on Letterboxd, and he went, he sent 2.5 stars. He said, what the fuck? And I was like, sort of trying back and forth, justifying it. And he just took a screenshot of the 2.5 stars, him saying, what the fuck, put it on his Instagram and was like, fucking heathen or something like that to all his fucking theatre kid mates. And I was like, you're you know how you were saying I was a grass earlier? He's a grass. He's done me. He's taking me the fucking gulag.
Yeah.
So yeah, I had to justify my fucking feelings on a film that is about art that is subjective, by the way. It was worth a watch. Actually, I recommend giving it a look if you're okay with musicals, you don't mind too much sing songiness, you might like it.
The only TV shows I know that are coming up are The Last of Us Part 2.
I'm keen for that. I haven't played the game. I haven't played Last of Us Part 2, the game. So I know. This is obviously a major spoiler, and I know that.
Yeah.
But the whole, like, the narrative beats, I don't know. And so
then in terms of games, there's a lot coming out this year with GTA, Atomfall, Assassin's Creed Shadows. But that'll be for something else. Should we wrap up now? We've gone over our time a little bit.
Yeah, go on. We'll wrap this one up, and then we'll do the proper episode next now.
Yeah. All right. Deal, guys. Thanks for listening to our little ramble episode.